Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
For today's short word of morning encouragement, I want to bring to you something from 2 Kings chapter 19, drawing from verses 15 through 19. And I'd title this one, Praying to the God That You Know. So let's take a look at this, 2 Kings 19, beginning at verse 15. Then Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Now therefore, O Lord our God, I pray, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God, you alone. Hezekiah was the king of Judah at this time, and he was faced with one of the worst crises of his reign. The mighty Assyrian army had already conquered the northern kingdom of Israel and many other kingdoms, and that army was now circling outside the walls of Jerusalem. Yet in Hezekiah's prayer, he spoke to God in the manner of a true believer, someone who really knows God. That's how he prayed. And look at the many ways Hezekiah referred to God in this prayer. First of all, he called him the God of Israel. Now, this title for God reminded Hezekiah and the Lord also, at least in our human way of understanding, that the Lord God was the covenant God of Israel and that he should not forsake his people. Then he called him the one who dwells between the cherubim. Hezekiah saw the great heavenly majesty of God, and surely the one who dwells between the cherubim would never allow the blasphemies of the Assyrians to go unpunished. And then he said, you are God, you alone. You know, to use the word God, it's a simple title for our Lord, but it's perhaps the most powerful. I mean, if he really is God, then what can he not do? If he's God, what's beyond his control? Hezekiah realized the fundamental fact of all theology. God is God, and we are not. God is God, and the Assyrians were not, even though they threatened Jerusalem greatly. And then he says, you who made heaven and earth. And in recognizing the Lord God as creator, Hezekiah saw that the Lord had all power and rights over every created thing. You can almost feel Hezekiah's faith rising as he prays this. Now, remember Hezekiah had the scrolls of scripture existing at that time. He had the word of the Lord through Isaiah the prophet and others. But it was through this word that Hezekiah really knew who God was and was therefore able to call upon the God he knew in a time of crisis. It's important for us to know God and to understand him through the Bible, so that when crisis comes, we can really know the God that we cry out to. It made a difference for Hezekiah, and it's going to make a difference for us. Now, at the end of it all, Hezekiah's prayer was gloriously answered. In a turning point of human history, the armies of Assyria surrounding Jerusalem were almost completely destroyed in one night by an angel from God. Hezekiah's prayer was answered, and it was largely answered because he knew who God was, and it was seen in the way that he spoke to God in his prayer. So let me ask, how well do you know God? Get to know him better in and through his word.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.